I say praise the Lord for, I'm going to talk about hope this morning. I've had a lump in my gut this morning that I haven't had for a long time. You know, a couple of great men passed away in the last few days. And, I like to stand here all day and cry and weep and carry on about the life of these guys, especially my Uncle Oki, you know. I'll just tell you, you know, when I was a little boy, they'd play with us in the yard, him and Rick and Fred and all of them. And they and we grew up with those guys with icons in our lives. And you know, this is what we come here for, folks. Those guys went on to be with their Lord. Those guys are receiving their treasures that they've laid up in heaven. I thought about John, and again this morning when I heard about Oki, that instant they took that last breath, they were in the presence of the Lord. They were in the presence of the Lord. I was talking to Luke this morning. He was upset about that a little bit. It reminded him of his papa, you know. And I encouraged him with those words that we got to encourage one another when we go through these times. That this is something, if the Lord tarries, we're going to experience more and more through our lives. That's part of life. Grandpa Charlie said this 100 times. Grandpa Charlie said, I'm sorry for you boys. It's part of life. And we got to come to accept that. Now the world wants to ignore it. The world wants us to think that's the end of it all. But that's not. And we know that. That's why we're here this morning. We're looking beyond that grave. We're looking beyond that final breath. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning. What was the hope that those two men had that we talked about, as well as others that have passed? I don't mean to single out, but this is just the highlight of our last few days. Prominent men in most of our lives. And we're going to talk a little bit this morning just about what drove those guys. What kept them going through this hard time. Both of them have suffered for a couple of years with physical ailments. And there again, that's what we got to look for in these worldly bodies. Whether it's through sickness or whether it's just old age. Just old age, our bodies wear out. Whether you've been sick, if you've never been sick in your whole life, old age will just stop. Stop your life. Stop breathing. And that's what God's Word tells us. It's not like this is a surprise. Okay? So, again, this morning, we're going to talk about the hope that these guys have. The hope that we can have. The hope through Jesus Christ. And that's what it's going to be about. I helped with Johnny's service yesterday. And I was looking at the pictures, you know, how funeral homes they have. And I think that's a great thing. I really do. I really enjoy that. Because you can look at their life, in a sense, through pictures. Well, one of them turned up, and on the wall behind Johnny, I assume it was at their house, there was a sign that, well, it was three different wooden blocks that said, lead me, guide me, walk beside me. What evidence, what confidence, what more stronger advice can anyone give us? And you know he's talking about the Lord. Lead me, and I pray he leads me. I pray he guides my every decision. And walk beside me. And he does that. He does that. He does that. He carries us. That footprint's in the sand when there's only one set of footprints. Yeah. He didn't leave you. He's carried you. And he's carried me many times. And I'm sure he's carried y'all. We got to realize that. We got to stand firm on that. We got to put our hope and our trust in that. In the life of Jesus Christ. What he has done. What he's going to do. What he's going to carry us all through. Praises be to his name this morning. I don't even know where to begin, folks. Well, I really didn't prepare. Here's my notebook this morning. I thought, man, God is so good. He guides and directs. I took everything out of my Bible, and I brought my Bible this morning. I come on faith. Dave called and asked me to be ready, and I know the Word of God says always to be ready. And I know He'll make me ready. And I can write all the notes there is, and if He ain't in it, them notes is useless. I'm coming this morning on faith. I'm going to preach Jesus Christ this morning on the faith and the Holy Spirit that He's given me through this Word right here. That is the bottom line to everything in this world, folks. We can go through this whole world and gather up everything that this world has to offer, and it's useless. It's hopeless. You die, that stuff's done. I used to think about looking at Grandpa Charlie's house. There's that house still standing there, and Grandpa's gone. There'll come a day that nothing is going to be here, but Grandpa Charlie is an eternal being, and he's still there, and he's living with Jesus Christ. He's living with Johnny. He's living with Oki. He's living with every one of our loved ones that have known the Lord in their heart, received Him, trusted in Him. They're rejoicing in heaven in the presence of the Lord right now this morning. Glory, hallelujah. I pray that you all have that joy in your heart. My heart was heavy this morning, but it's overflowing with joy right now, knowing where my uncles are at, knowing where my friends are at, knowing where my dad is at, knowing where all your loved ones are at that were saved. If you're not saved this morning, come and receive Jesus right now so you can have that hope. So you're not dependent on what this world offers you. You can depend on what Jesus Christ has done for you this morning. Praise be to the God in heaven, the Creator of all things, for His love and His mercy. There's nothing, nothing but Jesus in this life. Nothing. Wow, where did that come from? That come from the Holy Spirit. I can't rehearse that. I pray for that song, Lord, I need you. I got on my knees this morning at the house and said, Lord, I need you. I felt so helpless this morning. And I am helpless. My strengths come from Jesus Christ, from the Holy Spirit that He sent. When Jesus left, He said, I must go so I can send the Comforter. And we need the Comforter. We need Him this morning. Fred needs the Comforter this morning. Praise the Lord this morning. Bless him. Bless him. That's a hard time right there. That's a hard time. This is part of life. Grandpa Charlie looked us in the eyes one night and said, boys, that's part of life. I think it was Linda that said, we were created as eternal beings. We weren't created to die. And through our sin, that did it. That made us die. Our physical bodies to die. But praise God this morning. He sent His Son that we can have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I don't know if I'll even get to the Scriptures this morning. God's stirring our hearts today. And I'm preaching the truth to you that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except by Him. I sit down there with Oki the other night. He said, you know, he said, I've lived a good life. He said, I've had a good life. God has blessed me tremendously with a good family, church, all those things around about him. But he was ready. He wasn't hanging on to anything. He was ready. He was ready. And Johnny, the same way. Johnny was proclaiming Jesus Christ. Johnny was witnessing to those that were in his earshot that Jesus loved them. They were ready. You know, each and every one of us can be ready. We can lay down and take our last breath with joy in our heart, knowing that Jesus Christ overcame death, hell, and the grave. Yesterday, it was talked about the death. Where is thy victory? Oh, grave, where is thy sting? Because there is none if you have Jesus Christ. He has defeated death, hell, and the grave for you and me. I praise His name this morning. I praise His name this morning. I don't even know where to go from here. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope. A lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We will participate in the resurrection one day. Let's pray. Lord, we praise you right now, Lord. We ask for you to guide and direct us, Lord. Move upon our hearts. Make your presence known to each and every one of us here this morning, Lord. Touch our hearts as only you can. Go to that place that only you can go. We praise you this morning. We acknowledge that you are God. We acknowledge that your Son, Jesus Christ, is the only hope that we can have. I praise your name. I ask for your forgiveness, Lord. I ask for your forgiveness where I fail you, Lord. And again, I pray for the families here this morning that have heavy hearts, Lord, knowing that their loved ones are gone, but they still have that joy in their heart that they know where he went. I praise you again. I thank you again. These favors we ask in Christ's name. Amen. That was 1 Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to the abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Let me look up. Oh, I got stuff marked everywhere. Titus 2, verse 11 through 15 says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. It has. It's appeared to all men. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world. Soberly, righteously, godly in the present world. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearance of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Are you looking for Him today? Are you looking for Him? Have you got confirmation in your heart? Only the joy that life with Jesus Christ can bring. There was a guy at work the other day, just talking to him, and I've come to, you know, they know me as the preacher at work. And I thank God for that. I do. I'm humbled by that, but they'll come and they might be a cussing and a carrying on, but they respect God in my presence. And I remind him, I said, now you don't have to answer to me, you gotta answer to God. But anyways, he was talking about told me he was a soldier, and I always try to let them know I appreciate what they have done. He said, I've saw things and done things in Afghanistan I can't even get you to understand. And immediately the Lord said, tell him about Jesus. I said, that's like me telling you about Jesus Christ and what I have in my heart. I can tell you where he's been, what he's done, what he'll do for you, why he died for you. But I said only you can accept him inside to understand. And I do. Since the Lord overwhelmed me a few years back. No, I don't understand it, but I know there's something there. And I know that it's real. I know that it has changed the desires in my heart. I know it has changed my life. And I know it changed Oki's life. I know it changed Johnny's life. And it can change each and every one of our lives. That's what it's all about, folks. Death is not a tragedy. Only if they're lost. Death is victory. Physical death in this life for Christians is victory. We've overcome these things. We've overcome the world through Jesus Christ our Lord. I ask you this morning here, if you're here and you don't know Jesus, come and know Him. Come and know Him so you can have that peace that we're talking about. The peace that Johnny and Oki had. I said had. They still got her. Yeah, they really got her. I was thinking when they took their last breath, they're in the presence of the Lord. Try to comprehend that. The Scriptures tells us to be absent from the body is to be in the presence of the Lord. They are in the presence of the Lord. Johnny struggled for every breath for the last few weeks, months, years, whatever it might be. He struggled, but he's breathing that pure air now freely. freely. And Oki's body is perfect. Cancer free. Cancer free. This world has no more things for him. He's above and beyond. Linda, if you want to go ahead and come and get a song. I ask for you. I hope your hearts are stirred this morning as mine has been. I pray that you'll come and seek Jesus Christ into your life. And if you are a Christian, get everything he's got. Enjoy everything he has. This world can put us through discouraging things. Discouraging things can break us down. But remember, they're temporary. They're temporary. They will end. They will go away. They will pass. But life, eternal life with Jesus Christ our Lord will never pass. As my brother Jeffrey said about our dad, he said he didn't go anywhere, we can't go. I praise the Lord for that. I have that promise, that truth, that I can go see them all again. But we got to realize what salvation is all about is seeing Jesus Christ. All that other stuff is, I always so say it's like good mustard on a hot dog. All that other stuff is good stuff. But seeking Jesus, being at His feet, boy, that's going to be a crowded place, isn't it? Praise the Lord. I want to be in there because there's room for every one of us. No matter how crowded it gets, there's always room. Right, Dave? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I praise the Lord. If you don't know Him, come up here and reserve your spot. Come up here and get your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Come and receive the invitation that's being extended to y'all right now. Right now. And there again, if you're a Christian and struggling or whatever, you might be up against something, come and lay it down right here. Jesus will take it. He'll take it. And you can just live on that joy in your heart that only He can give us. Praise the Lord this morning.